at the National Advanced Biofuels Conference and Expo. I'm visiting with Matt Carr. Matt, tell me a little bit about yourself first.
I'm the executive director of the Algae Biomass Organization. Joined the ABO back in June after 9 years at BIO, the Biotechnology Industry Organization, where I headed up their industrial biotech portfolio that's advanced biofuels and renewable chemicals. And while I was there, I really got to know algae and the algae story and thought, this is really where we need to be going as a country in terms of sustainable fuels and food and feed. And when I had the opportunity to come and join the ABO, I jumped at the chance.
Well, this morning you were on our first panel, basically taking a look at policies right now and sort of assessing where we're at. For your industry, how would you characterize where things stand right now?
Well, we're at a tough spot. I think the advanced biofuels sector grew up on the backs of strong federal policy support, R&D funding from the Department of Energy in early days, and certainly the renewable fuel standard and tax policy. Right now, all of those areas are uncertain, and it's causing our members and others across the advanced biofuels industry to question their focus on fuels, their focus on America, and look to other markets and other countries to potentially deploy that technology.
Do you think, or at least are you hoping, that when we get past this upcoming election, we might see some movement towards a little more certainty in some of these areas?
I think we're at a point now, an inflection point, where we have to see something change. And when we have conservative Republicans recognizing that it's Washington that's getting in the way of American innovation and job creation, we've reached a tipping point. And I'm hopeful that after the election that we'll start to see both sides of the spectrum come together and recognize the opportunity that we have in advanced biofuels and do something to get that policy back going in the right direction.
What are your top priorities for your organization right now?
Well, for the organization, first and foremost, when I came in, it was to get a stronger and more powerful voice in Washington. So we moved our headquarters from Minnesota to Washington, D.C., and I've been spending my first 100 days or so pounding the pavement, meeting with members of Congress and various agencies with the jurisdiction over algae, making sure that they know the algae story and that they know how important policy is to the future of the industry. And so that's going to remain our focus for the year ahead, as we try and help our members to bring that technology out of the labs, out of pilot scale, and into full commercial production.
From your panel this morning with some of your compatriots at a couple of other organizations, anything you heard that kind of stood out for you?
Well, I think it was the shared sense of frustration at Washington. We're all there every day, and so we get to see how things work, the machinery, and just knowing that the answer is really simple. When it comes to the RFS, for example, it's going back to providing opportunity for any biofuel developer to know that they'll have a market as the RFS intended, to bring some stability back to tax policy, and to making sure that Washington gets out of the way and lets the innovation in the sector take off.
We can only hope, I guess. So.
Only hope.
Thank you very much, Matt, for visiting with me here at this Advanced Biofuels Conference in Minneapolis. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.